follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Five dead, nearly three dozen hurt in tornadoes that tore through Iowa this week, especially hard hit Greenfield near Des Moines. Nine killed after a strong gust of wind toppled a stage at a campaign rally in northern Mexico. 44 million Americans expected to travel at least 50 miles from home this Memorial Day weekend. The Justice Department filing a lawsuit against Ticketmaster parent company Live Nation, saying it holds a monopoly on the ticket-selling market.
Live Nation President Joe Berchtold this week said the company has been seeking common ground with the Justice Department. He addressed Live Nation's use of exclusive contracts, which require a venue to use Ticketmaster for a certain number of years. Berchtold saying the company has no issues with any venue that says they want to be non-exclusive. But he insisted many venues prefer using only one ticketing service to streamline their operations.
That's ABC's Andrea Fujii. Taiwan scrambling jets as the Chinese military conducts military exercises around the island. This is ABC News. ADHD is on the rise. Doctors now say one in nine kids across the country has been diagnosed with a disorder. The CDC says a total number of cases now tops 7 million, up a million in 6 years. Set to take flight, an airline that's literally gone to the dogs.
A charter flight leaves this afternoon from New York's Westchester Airport, bound for LA's Van Nuys Airport. But only about half on board may know they're making history. They'll be on the inaugural flight of Bark Air, which calls itself the world's first airline for dogs, offering white paw service with custom beds, along with chewies and dog-friendly beverages of choice. You won't pay kibble for this trip, though. A one-way ticket for a dog and their human is $6,000. Daria Albinger, ABC News, New York.
And our cars may soon start warning us if we're speeding. A bill in California would require new cars to beep at us if we're going 10 miles an hour over the speed limit. It would affect all new cars made or sold in the state starting in 2032. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Incorporated.
I'm Lisa Hale with WGBW News, your news roundup in quick podcast form. You can find it anywhere at the WGBW website, wgbw.fm.
For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. A U.S. House committee takes up the bipartisan Kids Online Safety Act this week. Parents of children harmed by social media say greater protections are badly needed and long overdue. Deb Schmill's daughter died of an accidental overdose after she was bullied online.
It's going to be very upsetting to the parents, to so many people in this country who want to see this happen. They want to see big tech regulated. They don't want to see kids dying every day.
Tech companies are fighting sweeping change, citing free speech rights. All over Wisconsin, this year's Click It or Ticket campaign is underway. Memorial Day weekend is our unofficial start of summer, and every year, agencies and departments increase patrols around this time. All drivers and passengers are required by Wisconsin law to wear seatbelts while they travel. Click It or Ticket runs through June 2nd. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson for Civic Media.
Giannis named to the All-NBA team. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. For the sixth straight time, Giannis Antetokounmpo has been named to the All-NBA first team. He became the first player this year in NBA history to average 30 points a game while shooting 60% from the field. Baseball last night in Miami, the Brewers losing 1-0 to the Marlins. The crew headed to Boston today to open a series against the Red Sox tomorrow night. NFL Packers' first week of OTA practices wrapping up. Two players now recovering from surgery after suffering torn torn pectoral muscles while lifting in the team's weight facility, including tight end Tucker Kraft and starting right tackle Zach Tom. Their first-round draft pick rookie Josh Morgan has been lining up at right tackle in place of Zach Tom. I asked Matt LaFleur about Tom's status.
Yeah, that was a pec injury and, you know, just an unfortunate coincidence. But again, no long-term concern. He will be a guy that we anticipate back for camp.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, we'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, Matt Rothschild will be sitting in the hot seat. He's got a couple of special guest lineups, so you're not going to want to miss it. And I'll see you Friday.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons from 2 till 4.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Todd Allball Show.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor. And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, here we go. Good morning. Johnny's not here today, but we have a very special guest. Welcome to a Mind on the Mayor here on 97.9 FM, WGBW, 98.3 FM, WISS, and of course the Civic Media app. You can download that and you can also listen to us anytime. Johnny took a little vacation, so we called in one of our regular guests, but someone we sure enjoyed.
But he couldn't make it, so thanks for for calling me after
I didn't think Todd told you that.
Okay. Hey, you know what? I feel welcome enough.
All right.
You know, it's always good to just feel welcome enough.
Okay. You didn't bring coffee, but welcome.
I didn't.
I know.
I didn't have time.
Frank Hermans.
Yeah.
You know, I had you when we did the ad yesterday, I thought it was Hermes.
You know what?
Did you? And Todd's like, you got to do this over. I'm like, what do you mean? I've known you for what? 20 years?
Know, I got to tell you know so many people.
Yeah, well.
And there's a point. I know so many people where sometimes it doesn't matter. You know me as
it's Frank. I do.
It's Frank, Hermans. Okay. I'm good with both.
Todd, we didn't have to redo the ad. I could have just left it the
Frank
same.
Frank Hermans.
Well, and then I had to get going, so I did the ad, and then I got up walking around. He goes, you got to go back and do that again. I'm like, why? And so it's Hermans. It's Hermans.
Okay.
But really, I know you more as Let Me Be Frank Productions.
Yes.
I mean, and what is it? How many years?
25 years.
25, that's what it was.
I'm wearing a hat. I got it on backwards. It says right there. 25 year. This is my 25-year hat. I got a 20-year hat, too.
Are you performing now?
Right. Hey, you know what? I got a weekend off.
Oh, good.
We have a weekend off. My wife and I actually are doing something by ourselves together for the first time since I don't even know when.
Yeah, right.
You know, we have children.
I know, and
we perform.
Young.
Yeah. So sometimes when we go perform, it's kind of a date night, but this one... Yeah. We're actually going away for a day and a half. We're driving to Clear Lake, Iowa.
Aha, that's a famous place.
Yeah, yeah, beautiful. And we're, you know, it's sad, but we're going to, you know, see, there was a lot of storm damage down there. So we'll be seeing that on the way. It's very sad, the loss of life and stuff.
But yeah, nine.
We'll be going there and the weather's going to be okay. And now we're going to see Mickey Dolenz of the Monkees. Yeah.
Mickey, he's
80.
My sister absolutely loved him.
Really?
When she's, oh my God, just crush on him. I didn't know he's 80. I didn't know he was still living.
He is the last monkey that's alive. And Mickey Dolenz is like my wife's, you know, like Elvis Presley is to me. This is who he is to her. She discovered the Monkees about 8 years old, saw him on TV, and just went nuts.
Same here.
Knows everything about them and has seen him in concert. And he says, hey, we bought a meet and greet. So we're hanging with
the Monkees. What
we're the Monkees.
Wow.
We're hanging with a monkey is what we're doing. That's just one.
She's hanging with two.
Yeah,
wow.
Are you referring to me,
no,
Jim?
Not at all,
come
Frank.
On. Okay.
But Clearwater, isn't that that Buddy Holly thing?
Yes.
Okay. Or
funny,
whatever.
Funny story. That was his last performance. And of course, got called out, got in a plane. You know the
right.
whole story.
Yeah.
But I actually performed there 22 years ago. Did an Elvis competition down there. And
really?
I won it. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's kind of nostalgic for me.
And that's too. That whole tie to the Riverside Ballroom here.
Yep.
Right.
They were the third. Okay. Riverside Bar was the third, and I don't know what the second was, but then they were the last.
Right.
Clearly. Yeah.
So I know they came from here. They stopped and got some sleeping bags or something. It was cold that night, and they got down there. So, Well, that's going to be fun.
Yeah.
I want to talk to you about Elvis.
Yeah.
You've obviously been to Graceland a number of times.
Many times.
Yeah, so
I think they stopped the...
The judge
stepped in. $3.5 million or whatever.
So this is what... they said happened,
okay.
and I'm glad
okay.
the judge stopped in. I'm not always crazy about every judge's decision, but this was a good one. The guy said that Lisa, right, is that his daughter? Lisa Presley,
Lisa,
she took out a loan.
And
used the house as collateral and didn't pay it back. And they said, we're going to sell the house. And $3.2 million, I think that's, I don't know, is that a good deal or not? It all depends on the tourism.
Yeah.
I mean, the house isn't worth $3.2 million,
but the business is
worth that much. The judge stopped in and goes, no. And that was going to go to auction yesterday.
Yeah.
Yesterday.
It was going to happen.
Yeah, it was going to happen. And then his granddaughter or niece or somebody.
It's his granddaughter. Is it Kelsey?
She stepped in and said, hey, look. And they're investigating this, and that could all be fraud. They said that the notary's like, well, I never notarized anything.
Yeah.
And, these documents. So, and that's a fun
crazy.
Place to go, right? You look at the plane, you go to that restaurant, you walk up there.
And the value of Graceland, I thought. Because Elvis Presley Enterprises makes still about $50 million a year. They have a great income still to this day. Elvis Presley Enterprises. That's why Lisa Marie was, and.
Wow.
Yeah, she could live. You know, she did okay.
I guess. I mean.
Who needs $3.8 million when you're bringing in $50? But I understand you got to pay everybody.
But some of these people, Lombardi, a lot of people, they're worth more dead than alive. I mean, it keeps going, I should say.
Yeah.
It doesn't end when they die. So anyway,
Hey, Frank, did you ever see Elvis in live?
I did not. In fact, my mom stood in line at the Brown County Arena. Tickets were $12.50 back in 1977.
Wow.
And it was too much. And I was the sixth grader at that time. Loved Elvis Presley. I don't know if I cared for the last couple of years of his life.
Right. I heard that.
The concert. And I heard stories about people. Like the guy that picked Elvis up from the airport.
Yeah.
Elvis, if you don't know this, loved Brute. He wore Brute.
Really?
And he didn't shower a lot. Did you know
that? No, I didn't know that.
After his age, he did not. He loved Brute. He was, and the guy can still talk about what it smelled like in the car.
A little Brute of
Brute and body.
I was going to say, that doesn't sound like the best combo. Wow.
And if he's listening, boy, I'd love to have him call in or something. He had a great story. It's a true story.
Wow.
Drove him in 1977.
A long time
ago.
What your mother could have done, what's very popular now, have you been reading about line standers?
What's that?
You just... people to stand in line for you.
You pay them.
You pay them.
Yes.
There's a company that does that. You call a company, and these are called dudes that stand in line. And
what a great idea.
And what they're doing now, and the guy has 26, he put an ad out for more people, but you know where their biggest line standing market is right now?
Let me guess. Would it be for concert tickets? Would it be? What do you think?
Todd,
what do you think? Taylor Swift is the first one, but that's always online. But this would be at the door stuff,
It'd be
right?
at the door stuff.
Yeah, standing
I don't
line.
Know. What is it?
Sometimes it's a really, really popular restaurant that doesn't take reservations.
Oh,
so people get in there a few hours early, stand in line.
That is smart.
Yeah. But these lines, you know what it is? It's Trump's trial.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
People, you have to pay a line standard to get there at 10 at night. He stands there all night for you, and then you come waltzing in at 8 o'clock, and you get to get into the room because it's obviously packed every time. So I think it's $50 an hour for the Trump thing.
Okay.
He usually charges $25 an hour. So the guy who stands in line probably gets the $25.
Yeah.
That's very it's line standards, and there's some people who. That can happen for, like we said, restaurants.
Yeah.
That happens a lot in congressional hearings, right? Because there's only those are smaller rooms than you think.
Sure.
TV, they look big, but they do have public seating for the energy and some of that stuff's pretty interesting. But they hire line standers to go in, and then they
people
when
come.
When did this come about? Do you think that this has been around a long time? Or?
Well, I thought, I don't know. I've had my...
You've hired the Lions.
I have.
Okay. For the mayor, you know.
No, but he just did it as a favor. I never... But you get out there 10 hours, yeah, you should get paid. But you know, somebody can make $250 for that. I mean, that's... Anyway, yeah, the congressional thing does a lot. And then some lady, it was Congress or Senator, said, look, we have to make that illegal because you're kind of rewarding the rich a little bit. I mean,
you are, yeah.
And she didn't like that.
Isn't that the American way, though? Come on, Jim. Let's be honest about that.
And I was like, what? But it didn't go anywhere. I mean, but so it's kind of an event. You got to think about the event because you're right, Frank. So much of this stuff is done online, and people are like, well, that's not a big deal. But, you know, like I said, restaurants, congressional hearings, trials. Yeah. There was another trial that they had line standards for. I forgot what it was, but something else. I was reading about the, and you know, it's a cool business, and I don't think you have to really have a college degree to be a line stander.
I could have used a line stander last Saturday, trying to get into Cheddar's down in Appleton, and they don't take reservations.
See?
But if you get there in line, you stand there, you get there. Well, so I could have paid somebody $25 to get into Cheddar's.
Well, it's been an hour though, Frank.
Oh,
so they have to get there a couple hours.
Well, they could only been there for 15 minutes and I still would have gotten in.
Oh.
But, you know, and that 15 minutes is, you know, you need that.
Where I would get a line stander is, what's that restaurant? Black Otter.
Oh, yeah.
Because there it's you can't get in.
Anyway,
that's...
The Black Otter.
I'm wondering if... Yeah. You know what, you guys? We're looking at how to make money on the NFL draft. Let's start a line set because that's free.
Right now, we just started
a
company.
It's free to get into the NFL draft. No tickets.
Jim Frank and Todd's line standers.
Okay.
Are we going to cut Mino in on this or not?
No, he's not here. He's not here.
Christ, that's what he gets. He's not here.
He's not here.
Who?
He's not here.
Hey. So we could get, you know, high school, college kids because I don't – that always – That always overflows, right? Mm-hmm. Then people stand outside, they stand outside the stage area and watch it on video screens. Yep. So we will get line standers and maybe 25 people, and I don't know what we'll charge for that. We'll put something together. That could be a cool little business.
I got $200 to invest right now.
Okay.
I think we get some capital. Get some capital going. Because we could, $200, we could hire 4 people.
Right. But we could... Or we'll pay them part of the money up front, but most of it after.
Oh, I like that, Chip.
We'll catch
it. Pay after.
And we will only take, they have to pay in advance. Okay.
It's like a B&B.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kind of
no
that.
Doubt. We're going to get that. All right. We got a business. Yeah. It's 6:17, and we already have a business. We can cash in on the.
Boom.
And I did sign my thing yesterday, so I'm renting my house out. Did I tell you that?
What?
I am.
So, because you have a mansion.
Yeah, well, it's gonna pay for my next kid's wedding. Yeah. That's what it's gonna do.
Isn't
so.
It?
That's
amazing?
Awesome. Yeah.
So how many can 20 people sleep in your house?
Oh hell no! You can. The guy said they could, but I'm like, no. I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
You can limit it. I don't want that many people in my house.
Do you have a conscience? Like, if they mess something up, what if they you know break a family heirloom?
Yeah. Well, that's a little bit your responsibility to lock that stuff away. And I have a place. I have a pretty big area in the.
You have a safe room.
It's pretty big, so you could, and that's where I'm going to put all the stuff. Like I got a Packer helmet signed by Rogers Farm and Star.
Yeah.
I don't think I'll leave that out.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Anyway, that's going to be put. We're looking at everybody could make a little cash, but this line standard thing is a good thing. All right, we'll keep thinking about other ideas. Everybody's going to make a little bit of money during the draft. But right now, today, coming up, we have John Plankman's stopping in here. John, is it Gourley? From a 41 Crosswords Festival.
Yep.
That is going to be great, Frank.
Yeah,
that's going to be your thing.
I'm excited about
Literacy
that.
Green Bay and downtown Green Bay. So stick around. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Frank and the Mayor, woo-hoo! 6:18, WGBW. There's long, this girl's an open
page. Bookmarking, she's so close. The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Hi, this is Jim Schmidt, your former mayor of Green Bay. You know, I've always cared about local issues. I still do. Join me on my new show, Lean Local, here on WGBW. I'll interview community leaders and elected officials, discuss the economy and development projects, and we'll talk about the future of education here in Greater Green Bay. As they say, all politics is local. So join me for Lean Local, Sunday at 1 p.m. on the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matt Nair on air.
I don't know.
Come on. All right.
We got to find some. Yeah, we'll find something, Frank. All right.
Yeah.
Parker John's. I love that place.
Yes, I do too.
They gave pizza to my family due to not having electricity in our home for 23 hours the last few days. Now, isn't that awesome? So this is a big shout out. Parker John's. I go to Parker John's in Kiel. Because I go to Elkhart Lake quite a bit. And what a great company. Young couple that owns it, too.
Yeah, they do great.
And so somebody was without electricity, and Parker John's supplied the food for them. You know, I love, there's a lot of businesses in Greater Green Bay, and I like to go to the ones that I hear good things about, like that kind of stuff.
Yep.
I mean, they should have good food, but they do have good food, but it's nice to do that. So, Frank, this is Thursday, May 23rd, Chardonnay Day.
Yuck.
Really?
I'm not a Chardonnay guy. Moscato. I'm a sweet wine guy.
Oh, doesn't that give you a headache?
Well, I don't care. It works for my wife. So that's why I'm a Moscato guy. What are you talking about?
Okay.
I don't drink that.
Marlo?
I'm a Scotch guy.
Okay. Are you?
I like a single malt. Not a lot.
Scotch?
Just
those
a
are
bit.
People who, in my experience, and I've had some, people who drink Scotch are serious drinkers.
I am not a serious drinker. I just went to Scotland.
You get that big old red nose pretty soon.
Do I got it going? All I need is one little dram and I'm done.
Todd, what's your wine?
I don't drink wine.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Okay.
He just wines.
Okay. Well, here's something we can all agree on. Taffy Day.
Taffy Day.
I don't really like taffy. Taffy's not a thing anymore, is it?
It's not good for teeth.
No.
No.
And is there still taffy? Like, is there taffy?
Well, now they call it, what do they call it? The kids buy it at the store all the time. It's not even called taffy. It's called something else. And now I can't think of it. I buy it probably once or twice a week. The kids just love it. I'm going to think of it. Yeah, it's kind of like taffy, but it's sweeter.
Wow. Well,
it doesn't pull out dentures.
Turtle Day.
Mm.
Like turtle, like the
cake?
Like the
chocolate?
No, like the animal.
Oh, okay.
The 100-year-old animal. Did you go? Have you seen the turtles out at the zoo?
I have not, but
oh my god,
they're huge.
They're huge, and they're like really, really. I mean, they were.
Are they tortoises or are they turtles?
I'd have to ask.
Sorry, Jim.
I can't see you stumping me. Yeah,
I see it. Threw you off there.
Yeah, you did.
They are related,
right?
They have shells.
But those things were around before we had cars and airplanes.
Yeah.
Those things have been around a long, long time.
I think the oldest documented one was like. Was it over 290 years old?
No, it wasn't that old.
I'm making it up. Facts by Frank.
At least when Frank Hermans is here, it's the same as John Minor, because believe me, he makes it up as he goes along, too.
He really does.
You weren't too far off, 191 years
old.
See?
Really?
Yeah. Look at Todd on the spot there.
Okay, I
wouldn't have guessed over 150. He was there before electricity.
Yeah.
And his name is Jonathan the Tortoise. And as of January of this year, he's officially 191, which is the oldest on record.
He's still living.
Yep.
And where is he housed? San Diego, right?
South Atlantic Ocean on the island of St. Helena.
Well, they give an island. Well,
you know, island life is good. You know, the turtle, that you just eat enough and you're good. You know?
Mr. Owl. Right.
Exactly.
What's the secret, John? Yeah, that's what it is. Go talk to Mr. Owl.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. All right. And then too bad Johnny's not here today. Italian Beef Week.
Oh,
he's into all that.
He's a beefcake.
Yeah, he is.
He is.
All right. Yeah. So then this is... Frank, the part where we get into the birthdays, and I never know any of these people.
Okay.
So Jewel's 50.
Yeah, Jewel is a wonderful singer, and I think she's from Alaska.
Yep. That's something like that.
Yep.
And she's 50.
It's amazing. I didn't think she was 50.
Really?
Yeah. First of all, who cares?
That's what I think. Yeah. Every time we put these up,
yeah. Wow!
But no, I'm Jim, so sorry. I'm sorry.
You got a birthday coming up in a couple of weeks.
I do.
How about nobody cares?
Oh, no, that's it. The special. Oh.
Remember this song?
I gotta think about it.
I feel so far from where I've been. I got my eggs and my pancakes.
Yeah, I don't know.
It's a great song,
yeah,
Jim.
Yes, that is a great. Okay, well, happy birthday, Mrs. Is she go by song. Mrs. Jewel or just Jewel? Just Jewel.
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 Yep.
Nice.
Yep.
But hey, it's your son's birthday too. Let's
13 years old. 13. Harrison Hermans, he got a new iPhone today.
Wow, that's a pretty cool gift for a 13-year-old.
Well, no kidding. He is, some kids got it. This kid's got it. He's like, one of those kids where he just knows what to do. He does the right thing and he's humble. And I'm very proud of that young man.
Yeah, he's funny too.
Yeah. 1 out of 8 I got. So we're good.
I hope the other 7 aren't listening.
No, they're not. They could care less what I do. Hey, I see your dad on TV. Yeah. Who cares?
All right. Yeah. Well, happy birthday to him. That's great. 13. That's cool age.
You're
really starting to, that, 7th grade? 8th or 7th?
7th grade. Yeah. 7th grade, yeah. And he grew like 3 inches this year. Yeah. So I'm looking forward to.
Yeah. That's.
I can still take him in basketball, though. He's going down today again.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Wait, Frank. Hang on to that.
Old. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going to carry that torch as long as I can.
It's basketball, then it becomes running. But you should hang on to your golf game. Yes. That'd take him a while to catch up to you. Exactly. So, Ken Jennings, right? Yeah. That's the Jeopardy guy, right?
It is. Uh-huh. It is. Yep.
I thought he was old. 50. That's young. He's got a good deal going. Yeah. Drew Carey. 66 today.
Well, I wouldn't know he was 66. I just saw him last night. He's doing Wheel of Fortune at night now, too.
Drew Carey is?
Yeah. Not Wheel of Fortune. I'm sorry.
Price is Right.
You know, they all run the
come
together.
Now, come on. That's a big difference there.
Yeah, come on. Yeah. Right. When you have to have a... Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's a game show, so I have to say something.
Yeah.
Drew Carey's a great guy. Yeah. I loved when he was on his TV show. Yeah. Whose line is it anyway? That stuff was funny. Okay. Not a good game show host, and will never be Bob Barker.
He will never be Bob Barker. He does it for the money, and he doesn't have to do anything then.
I know.
He gets to stay at home. He doesn't have to tour.
But there's
he's paid well.
Right.
There's too many people hosting game shows that have no business hosting game shows now.
I agree, Todd, but if you look at the business side, how cheap is that put on?
I know.
Can you imagine comparing that to... a series or all these cameras and people I've been to many of those studios when I lived out there and they're cheap. It's not like it's really a nice place. It's just cheap and they're getting as much as somebody who works hard to do a production. So anyway,
I know, but you've got Ryan Seacrest. Hosting.
I agree.
Come on, get out of here.
No, I agree.
Michael Strahan, get out of here.
Right.
Password.
He has like 8 jobs, Michael Strahan.
The new NBC password. Poor Alan Ludden is spinning in his grave.
Oh, I know.
About how bad
Alan Ludden. Where did you pull that?
Well, that.
Out?
But
wow.
That he's just saying that Michael Strahan can't hold a candle to him, and you're right about that. And then the pyramid is still popular. No, that's
love
that's
that game,
Michael.
Michael Strahan's on Pyramid.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay, watch that.
I like to play that.
It's Jimmy Fallon who's got the new password on NBC.
All right.
And Alan Ludden's just gone.
But, those are getting more popular, but the reason, and they still have as many commercials as somebody that spends, millions of dollars on production. So, I can see why they're doing that.
And viewership. They do have viewership.
Of course.
Did you see that Wheel of Fortune viewership on
it's insane.
And what Vanna White went
It's my demo.
Yeah, that's a cool thing. And then, Joni Collins.
Joni. Ooh.
91.
Wow, steamy. She's steamy.
Is she still on? Yeah, I was going to say, Frank.
I don't know. Back in the day, Dynasty.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Totally. Everybody knows her from that.
Loved Joan.
Yeah.
Yep.
Anyway, she's 91, and happy birthday to all those people. All right. When we come back, we are going to introduce a special guest. We'll be right back. Frank Hermans.
Who?
Frank Hermans. Let Me Be Frank Productions. And Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back. WGBW.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has received their first confirmed case of cicadas in the state. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Thursday. And although many of you may think of cicadas as a noisy insect, in reality, they could devastate production agriculture. Details coming up.
This is Mike.
Hey.
He's getting a quick haircut at the local barber school.
It's only $5. How bad can it?
Oh! Yikes. Don't be like Mike when it comes to weed control. Get the job done right the first time and plan ahead with Status Herbicide. It delivers elite corn safety and reliable performance, so you don't have to deal with more problems than you bargained for.
No!
Status Herbicide from BASF. Always read and follow label directions.
17 years ago, when Wisconsin witnessed another cicada brood hatch, Steve Lewis was around. He's the owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, and he said these insects, aside from being extremely noisy, are extremely devastating to his apple trees.
We are kind of right in the epicenter of what that could be, a potential really, really damaging year with those. 17 years ago when they hatched, we had a lot of damage. They're a kind of a difficult insect to control. What they do is they'll crawl up the trees and they'll sting the branches and lay their eggs in there. And then as those eggs mature, then it'll kill the branch. And in these smaller type trees we have, they could do a tremendous amount of damage to those trees.
Steve Lewis, owner and operator of Oakwood Fruit Farms in Richland Center, he said any measures he tries to take to control or mitigate the cicadas have an offsetting effect in the orchard, disturbing the pollinators he worked so hard to try to attract. Wisconsin is the only area known where the brood 13 cicadas will emerge.
Imagine planting, tending, and raising your crops all season long, only to discover a micronutrient deficiency is robbing your yield potential. Once you spot signs of nutrient deficiencies, it can be difficult to bounce back. Get ahead of manganese, boron, and copper deficiencies with Moxin from CHS. Designed with a patented Levisol chelate, Moxin increases nutrient availability and provides your crops with the nutrition they need. Ask your local CHS retailer about the power of Moxin.
And if you like the way some of your fields are shaping up this year, you might want to consider entering the 40th annual World Forage Analysis Super Bowl. That event's held during World Dairy Expo with cash prizes over $26,000 strong. The deadline to submit corn silage samples this year, July 10th. All other entries due by August 22nd. Entry details available at worlddairyexpo.com. I'm Farm Director Pam Yonke.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly sunny today, our high right around 77 this afternoon. The wind out of the west to southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear. We'll drop to 53. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon. Our high tomorrow, 73. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 55.
The Todd Alba Show.
It's a fantastic Jane Matt Nair of Matt Nair on Air. I'm a big fan like the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Cotton Bowl. Well, now, from Snoop Dogg, they're going to have the Snoop Bowl, the Snoop Bowl. How about that, Jane?
I think we're missing the obvious. Where's the Punch Bowl? Where's the Toilet Bowl? I think that there are other bowls that are being neglected.
I think it could maybe be the Snooper Bowl, though.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media Radio station and on the app.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
Broadcasting from the City Deck Studios on North Washington Street, the talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW. Can't get enough of Mino and the Mayor? You can watch the show live right now on Facebook. Search for Mino and the Mayor or WGBW or Oshkosh Air Support and see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
All right, welcome back, everybody. It's really not Mino and the Mayor today. It is Let Me Be Frank Productions, right?
Yeah.
And the Mayor.
Yeah,
and
that's what we'll call it.
That's what we'll call it, because you got 25 years under your belt with Let Me Be Frank Productions.
That's so, right.
Yes. And Johnny's not here. He's...
Where is he?
He's taking a couple days off, and I can't, he's going to Nagani, I think.
Nagani?
Nagani.
Yeah.
And he's chopping wood with his brother.
Okay.
And he said, I said, really, that's what you're going to do on vacation? I turn my phone off.
Uh-huh.
He said, I got to, I'm going to go help him out. So I said, well, because they chop the wood, and then I get like a log splitter.
Okay.
No, they split the wood. And I said, why don't you get a log splitter? You can rent them and just put them on. And he said, you got trailer hitch on your car? He goes, I don't know.
He doesn't know.
He doesn't know that.
No,
the only, no. John. He's not a good driver either.
How many?
But anyway, so I don't think he did that. So I think they're going to go up there. And you know what? His wife was going to go with him. You know, a little getaway up in Ghana. You know, get away from.
Yeah.
He said, but she's not coming. I said, why not? Because my brother, their water went out. They have no water. And I'm like, and he goes, you know what? And we don't have an outhouse anymore. I'm like, well, what are you going to do? We run to the gas station. He goes, no, we'll just use the woods. So that's what he's doing.
John.
Wasn't that
John,
great?
John?
What a great, and he could be here with us, Frank. But he,
well, something about John, he likes to do things. I've heard lots of stories where he goes in unprepared. I've seen it, and I've heard about it.
Well, I think
John, you're not listening, are you?
No, I don't. He's not. No,
he probably has a roll of toilet paper though.
Yes,
he probably brought that.
Yeah, he would. Well, I don't know,
but no trailer hitch.
No trailer hitch. So he's gonna split the wood, and he's and no water. No water. He's gonna miss that more than he thinks because it's coffee. It's just water's everything.
It's sustainable.
Yes.
It's what keeps you
alive. Anyway, so that's what he's doing. And you are taking off to Iowa.
Clear Lake, Iowa.
To see the monkeys or the monkey. And you got VIP passes for that?
We do. We went all out, man, because it's a meet and greet and we got a booth. And my wife keeps asking me
what she should say. That is pretty cool because he's not going to be around forever.
No, this might be his last. Who knows? The guy, he still can sing like a lark.
Really?
But yeah, and he doesn't look frail. I mean, but who knows? You know, this is a big thing.
Right. Todd, you doing anything for the Labor Day, the Memorial Day weekend? I always get those mixed up, but I know it's Memorial Day.
Yeah. One you don't wear white, one you do, right?
I don't ever wear white.
I wore white pants last week, and I said, I'm doing this because it's the week before Memorial Day.
Are the fashion police after you?
Wow.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Okay, I'd have to go buy them.
Okay. You don't have white pants?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm going to be working on Saturday, and it looks like the weather, according to what I saw this morning, is rain Sunday and Monday.
No,
I thought it was... celebrate the pier. Doesn't it always rain? I'm so sorry for that.
Yeah, they moved that this year, right? It's out at the fairgrounds?
No, they brought it back.
Oh.
Voyager Park.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
Looks like rain Sunday and Monday.
Yeah.
Highs in the lower to mid-60s.
Mow your lawn today.
Well, today's unbelievable. Yeah. You see the weather today?
Beautiful.
It makes me 77, 78.
Yep.
You know, today's a great day. But, and that reminds me that tonight there's stuff going on. Last night was the farmer's market on Broadway.
Oh,
and
that's
huge. Cool market. It is. I mean, they get 5,000 people there.
My business is like three blocks down and my parking lot is packed always. I should charge.
I
can make some money. Another business.
People do. Yeah. That's a very successful market. That I don't know, to call it a farmer's market, it's kind of like almost a little bit of an event thing.
It is an event.
The farmer's market, which has been around Green Bay forever, Saturday morning, that is, and we're going to talk about that later today a little bit.
Yeah.
That's the original stuff, and they go and inspect it to make sure it's homegrown.
Yep.
That's an original farmer's market.
Yeah.
But, that's just here, and there's stuff going on in our area, in Oshkosh and Appleton, too. Todd, this Into the Night, which is great.
Yeah.
That's tonight in Oshkosh?
Tonight in Oshkosh, Into the Night, we're talking about dancers, painters, musicians, street performers.
This is pretty cool.
Here's one for you, Jim. Belly dancers.
Yep, yep.
Enjoy. Aerial performers.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
And they've got all these food trucks out there.
Yeah.
And I'm actually talking with Lisa Hale, our news bureau chief, to see if she'll come on with us at 7 o'clock to talk a little bit about the event.
Yeah.
But Our friend Reggie, who was in last week as our business of the week, has his food truck there, Caribbean Taste.
Oh, yeah.
This guy, Todd went through the
food, I went through jerk chicken type stuff?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I already have my menu planned out. As long as they've got it tonight, I'm having the mango and lime chicken. Okay. I'm getting the beans and rice, the fried plantain, and he makes this really great beet salad that I just love.
You can't beat it.
Ha ha ha.
Sorry.
Wait a minute. I'm not even prepared for you on the show today.
You got to have. There you go.
It's like John. Yeah. but that Into the Night. Now, that's a program that's offered in other places, too. Into the Night is like the name of it. And there's no charge for that, right? You just.
You go and you
say. It's not ticketed.
Right. It's right downtown. Right. By.
That is so cool.
The Grand right in that park there.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful area down there, too. Is this kind of like, remember Ignite they did?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Very similar. You know, it's these night markets. You know, and Appleton had theirs last week, and Oshkosh.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
They do like flame swallowers.
Yeah,
they have that kind of stuff, right?
Well, I don't know about that, but they light up.
I think they did have flame swallowers last week. Yeah, they have fire dancers
fire
and stuff.
Those fire dancers, those guys are in good shape.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, really.
They got to work out. They work out. Wear a shirt.
I mean, that is like, well, yeah, that's true, but I'm talking about just, that is like, you know, more than jump roping for what? 10, 15 minutes.
There was a girl with this like sphere ball too. She was like, it would never move and it would stay in her hand and she was like moving it all over. I was like, I was intoxicated.
Yeah.
Well, I was intoxicated.
Yeah. But here those dancers are cool with a baton that's on fire.
Yep.
Right. And then they throw them up in the air and they catch them. And that's cool stuff.
Yep.
But then sometimes they light a, like a structure and they burn it like a,
are you talking the Burning Man?
Well, no, I'm not talking about the Burning Man.
Okay.
That's
something
that's
different.
A Nevada thing, right?
Yeah,
Sparks.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, they did that in Green Bay at Ignite one time.
Oh,
they burned a structure. Remember that? That was very cool. All right, so that's going on tonight. So,
did you give the permit for that?
They got a permit for that. Yeah. We want to work with people. It's just you have to have a permit.
You too.
So Frank was talking about. I said, Frank, you know this NFL draft.
Yes.
Making
money.
I'm signed up with my house.
Yep.
And so there are a couple of friends of mine. You asked about the reason I went with this guy is it's turnkey. Like I don't do anything. He gets the permits. He gets the inspection. Gets the insurance. Wow. Pays the taxes. You want to pay? You got to pay taxes on your the VCB, you know, the visitor, what's it called now? Whatever you got to pay.
Yeah, it's like 13% or whatever.
Tourist tax, you got to pay that.
Yep, yep. Hotel tax,
and then they put a lockbox on, so you're not giving out keys to your house.
What kind of percentage does he get?
It's up there, but
it's easier. You're still getting.
I'm still getting
a check.
I'm still getting that. What
you're
I
doing
want.
Okay.
So,
well, you're paying for a wedding. Holy cats.
Yeah. So, but his commission's 30%.
Okay.
But. Yeah. There's some stuff that's 25, but then and he comes in. He's coming in the 28th.
Reputable.
But he's coming in. He's getting the photographer, taking all the pictures. Wow. I don't have to do that.
Yeah.
Like,
he knows what to do.
He does.
That's the key thing. It's sometimes it's the knowledge that you're paying for.
Yeah. So anyway, I'm excited about it. But Frank wanted to rent out his office.
Can I do it?
And how Johnny? Remember he talks about that, Todd, renting out our studio. I don't know how we're going to do our show, but you have to have an occupancy permit for that. Okay. And they're not going to give that to you. But maybe they will bend the rules during the draft. I mean, we're not having school.
Wow.
They're obviously changing the traffic pattern big time. So we'll talk about that.
Is there a forgive and forget clause? Like, if you just do it accidentally, you rent it accidentally.
That whole forgiveness and
permission. Better ask for forgiveness.
Yeah. No, I don't think that one works. So.
I know they don't have that with parking tickets.
So. No, that we sure don't.
Got me out of a parking ticket once.
See, now the rich people taken care of, you know, we're back on that topic.
We're not. Frank, I'm sure it was our fault. That's why I avoided your ticket.
Yeah, right.
Okay, sorry.
I would have done that for anyone by the same circumstances.
I appreciate that. I was late, Mayor. I plead the fifth.
But when some people, though, I mean, look, I get the 2 minutes, 3 minutes, and everybody, that's all 2 or 3 minutes. Although we have a window in there for like 3 minutes. So people come in and it wasn't more than 3 minutes. Well, yes, it was because we have a 3 minute grace period in our meters. I don't know if they still do. We did. But when people park in handicapped and they get $100 ticket.
Oh yeah.
I don't give on that.
No, I wouldn't give on that either.
No.
You know, but I got to tell you, I did park, somewhere and it was like, it's like $32. That will teach you not to do it again.
So you're over the yellow line.
I was
by a fire hydrant. Yeah. I don't know about that one, because what are the odds of them using that? But if they need it, what?
Yeah. If it was your house and somebody was parked and they couldn't, you know.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
Normally like 27, isn't it, if you're over in time?
That yellow stuff. But anyway, we're parking.
We're going down a rabbit hole.
But we're getting, but hey, did Johnny get his bike yesterday?
I didn't hear.
So Green Bay Collective is a charity group, I think, and they fix bikes.
Okay.
And sometimes they donate them, sometimes, and they sell them. They're really a good price because, you know, bikes, the frames are always good, right? It's just a matter of making sure. And these guys really know what they're doing. I think there's three or four guys who work over there. And they came in, they're on a show. And it's the Green Bay Bike Collective. It's kind of where, off of Broadway on State Street, you know, it's back in that neck of the woods. Okay. And they came in, and John was telling them how he's going to get into biking, which, you know, this is just a fad.
John is biking.
Right, okay. Right. So he's more excited about getting those shorts and all that. Yeah. So he said yesterday, didn't he say that yesterday? Because I'm going right after the show to get my bike.
Right, but then we found out they were open at 3 o'clock, remember? So I'm not sure if he was able to get down there in the afternoon.
Okay. If he was up by then?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that'd be interesting. Well, I'll talk about that. But
did you get your bike, John? What are you talking about?
That's what it's going to be.
I didn't say that.
But this is a good community to bike.
It is.
Yep. I like it.
It is.
Box River Trail, all that stuff is great. So, all right. And tell me a little bit more about this Mickey Dolan. Is there other stuff going on? Does he show some video of the past? For those of you listening that don't know, Mickey Dolan was one of the original Monkees.
Yep.
And that show was on every Saturday, right?
It was on for 2 years, from 1967.
Only 2 years?
Oh my God. We own every episode.
Yeah.
One of the controversy was that they didn't, play their own instruments.
Right.
All of them that were in the Monkees actually were professional musicians. And, in fact, Mike Nesmith and... the other gentleman, I can't remember.
The
little guy. They were on the same record label when they were hired. Mickey Dolenz actually was going to college to be an architect, and he just auditioned, and he was in a band. Yeah, and he was a guitar player.
They had to teach him
how to play drums, and he played drums the wrong way. He played drums left-handed. Like, my son does the same thing, how he plays his hi-hat versus how, a regular drummer would do it right-handed. Yeah. So there's so many great stories about the Monkees. And, you would think that these guys would be worth millions and millions of dollars.
Yeah.
They didn't get the residual.
No, they didn't.
No. Yeah.
Okay, I think I read that.
Yeah.
One of the guys that died didn't have any money.
Yeah, he actually became a school teacher for a while. And then they had the resurgence 10 years ago. And he passed away. Yeah.
Yeah.
Peter.
That is too bad. Yep. I mean, today, you get in one good sitcom and you're set, right? Because the residuals, like Friends and all that.
I was talking to a comedian that was on Channel 5, and he was on, was at Mad TV for 13 seasons. And I go, do you still get residual checks? He goes, yeah, but I don't get enough, make you laugh about it now. Because he was on that show for 13 years.
Wow.
But he wasn't an original writer and producer. He was just a performer. So he gets... His name's Aaron Spears. So he still got money, but it wasn't substantial. Now, if you sign a contract, and you are, especially if you're a producer or if you're a writer, you really get a nice jack.
So I'm going to Nashville. I've been there many times, going there tomorrow. You take that first time, a few times I went there, I took that, Gray Line, the Nashville tour, where you go around the bus.
Yeah.
And, there's a lot of country people who live there.
Yeah.
But you know where some of those nicer houses are? The producers.
Yeah.
Those guys make bank. And you don't hear their names. They're not household names, but
you don't.
Boy, they must really get a cut out of this stuff.
They do. And that's why everybody wants to write their own stuff and produce their own stuff. Like Taylor Swift redid all of her stuff. So that's why she's a $1 billion person right now, because she doesn't have to pay that residual money. Now, hey, I got a residual check the other day for $42.
I was going to also ask Jim, what was yours for though?
Mine was for Meta, which was I had a reel that went kind of crazy.
Oh, so
$42.
So
did you get that every month?
It was deposited in my bank account. Weird.
How often will you get that?
Lots of Monkees tunes. Nice work.
Jim, do you get residuals or anything like that from the movie you were in?
No,
I was that guy that just, no, we signed a deal where they didn't have to pay us anything.
Of course you did. That's what they do.
Yeah. And you still want to be in it that you just sign it.
Yeah. And you just take the money up front.
Right.
See, the key is to not take money up front.
All right. Well, we got to find the money, Frank. All right, we're going to be right back. WGBW 97.9 FM 98.3
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Nightlight with Peach Schwabba.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Fabulous Farm Bay Pam Yonke here with the Midwest Farm Report live weekday mornings right here on WGBW. It's about your food and where it comes from. Tune in and learn. 5 a.m., 1590 a.m., 97.9 FM, the talk of Green Bay.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 10 till noon on the talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM WGBW, and on the Civic Media app. This is the talk of Green Bay, WGBW.
You know, I can't believe this show was only on 2 years. I would have guessed that made a run like, I don't know, 7, 8, 9 years. But like I told you, I grew up, I had six sisters. And my, especially my older sisters, man, they were just nuts about the Monkees. It was.
And my sisters were a little bit younger than you guys. So it was the Cassidy brothers, David Cassidy from the Partridge Family, Sean Cassidy. Right?
Yeah.
The Bay City Rollers. I think you like that song, Saturday Night, from the Bay City Rollers or something. But
that is true. And I like, I like Saturday Night, but I like Elton John's Saturday Night is really, really good. Went and saw him in that. If he was singing, you couldn't hear him because the crowd was just so loud. We were just talking about my...
We got a message, by the way, from Sheila, who says, I'm fangirling all over here because of the talk about the Monkees.
Yeah!
So Sheila's loving it.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it.
It is. I am probably going to get one for my sister, too, because I was just telling you.
Yeah.
But 2 years, they really made an impact.
They were huge. It was the number one rated show.
Was it? Yeah.
It was. And what's cool about the Monkees is the improvisational comedy that they did. It was a scripted show, but those boys were talented, man. And they could sing. And they actually sold more records than the Beatles that one year, their first year. I know. And did you know that, I'm trying to think of their last album that actually Nesmith wrote a lot of what was it called? Anyway, they were number two on the charts in 1970. And the only record all summer long, the number one was, the Beatles, was it Revolution? No, what was the album? They were one and two the whole.
Wow.
It's crazy to see the similarities of those two bands with how many records they sold and the popularity. It was crazy.
Yeah.
And they were fans of each other. The Beatles, actually, Mickey Dolenz went to Liverpool and walked in there. talking to all of the Beatles. They became friends. Yes, they did.
Was the album called Changes?
No, it was the one right at, it was the first time that the Monkees were listed as, they listed all of the actual instrumentalists on the, and that was one of the things that they had a problem with. They didn't write all the people that were on the album, and Mickey Dolenz and actually Mike Nesmith wrote a few of the songs because Kirshner had a hold on all of their music and all their musicians and all the songs. Neil Diamond, Carole King, you know, they all wrote songs from. Glenn Campbell played, you know, was a session musician on all of their stuff. So this one, and you know, my wife is going to kill me that I don't know the name of it because she has it.
This sold
2 million copies. It sold two, and I'll think of it eventually.
There was just an article about who's the most popular ever, right? And you'd probably think the Beatles, but they threw in Madonna, Taylor Swift, Elvis, and they think Taylor Swift is going to win it all because she's a solo. These bands break up, egos, drugs, not that they don't have drugs being solo, but I would say that they really think that you know, in terms of, well, I mean, obviously in terms of concert tours, I think she's won that, but longevity, number one, platinums and all that. They really think that she's, that's amazing. But well, the Beatles did, I mean, they did unbelievable record. Not, I mean, records like albums, I mean, like records like the number one this, number one that.
But they owned at one time but they the broke top up. Five songs in 1 year. I forget what year they had number one, number two, number three, number four, number five on the top 40. Well, Taylor Swift had 10.
Really?
At yes. one time, yeah. Yeah.
They had Please Please Me at 5.
Yes.
I Want to Hold Your Hand at
Look
4.
Look at this information guy.
She Loves You at 3. Twist and Shout was 2. And what was the number one song, would you guess?
I Want to Hold Your Hand. Did you say that one already?
That one's at
eight
number
days
4.
A week.
Nope.
Please Please Me?
Nope.
Gosh.
That was number 5.
Oh, yeah, number, that's right. I'm sorry.
Number 1, Can't Buy Me Love.
Can't Buy Me Love. Great song.
Wow.
Good stuff.
Taylor Swift had 10? Yeah.
Yeah. She. This was just like this year, too. She had 10 of the top 20 songs.
Wow.
Isn't that nuts? Well, she just released that album in April, and it went crazy.
And didn't they, wasn't it like the same album with two different jacket covers or something? Like, she sold a ton of albums like twice.
She released an album, and then she released 18 songs again after she released this album. She's a machine.
Yeah.
A machine. And you know what? It's all about product, how much product you're out there. You know, the Beatles, they only had 8 albums, right, or something like that. So there wasn't a lot of product. I mean, there was, but it wasn't as massive as Taylor Swift.
But on the other hand, you don't want to oversaturate the market either. Because
I think it's different these days, Jim, because, that's why the songs are like 2 minutes now. Because it's all about streaming. If you love a song, you're going to listen to it 2-3 times in a row. That's an extra stream every time it's played.
And 0.00001 cents every time you stream.
Yeah,
right.
They get nothing, man.
But
nothing.
When they would, and I forgot when the article, I didn't read it in detail, but so many streams equals like an album. It must be a lot. But
it is a
they
lot.
They were trying to compare because you can't really compare the Beatles because they didn't have streaming. So
no, they got paid per cutting of that. I don't know how much that was, but
yeah.
You know.
That's a cool industry. I'm glad that, like, when we go to Nashville, it's just a lot of great music. You go from place to place on Broadway, you know? And the other thing we like, Frank, I got to tell you, to be honest with you about this, we like to go to Mass, but when we go in Nashville, the music's better. and you shouldn't go to Mass for the music. But I will say, if we go to Vanderbilt, because it's these guys are... They're trying to break in, but the harmony, the music, it is like...
It's where everybody goes, Jim.
Yeah, but you can't clap after they perform in church, right? But they should.
That's how they're making their money, by the way. I want to tell you, when a musician goes to Nashville to make it, they're not making money playing. They're making money being in a church group. That's where they're getting paid.
Are you serious?
Yes. I have a friend who's a drummer down there.
Yeah, right.
And he gets paid to do... He does 3 services a day. And that's how he gets paid. And then he plays in a band that doesn't get paid because they want exposure.
Right.
You know, and he plays with everybody else. By the way, I just saw the Monkees album. It was called Headquarters.
Gotcha.
That was the album that was number 2 to Revolution or whatever the album was in 1967. White album. I don't know. Sorry. Didn't mean to just...
But
I'm not as fast as you with information.
No, it's all right.
Yeah.
But it's cool when down in Nashville, there's just... And it's free to go to those bars.
It is.
You just walk in and it starts at like 11 and they have a really good lineup.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes they'll bring like 3 sisters that are playing like violin, fiddle, and and they're going to make it big, I think. You know, I don't follow that music. I'm not a big country guy, but man, there's some good music there. And
they're actually having an issue with Nashville because it's not just country music. Everything is done down there now because all the recording studios are there. So
it's still that
pop music,
Has
happened. Yeah. You know, hip hop is happening there. It's not LA and New York anymore. You know, it's Nashville. That's where.
And the guy who said Nashville's going to dry up because of what's that town that everybody goes to? Branson.
Oh, Branson.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
Whatever.
Right,
whatever.
Right, exactly. Whatever. Now Nashville, and I'm going to be there tomorrow. So, all right. We're going to be right back. We got a good lineup. We're going to talk a little bit about the storms we had yesterday. We're going to bring someone on from the Kakana area. But until then, we're going to take a quick little break here. 97.9
Taylor
FM.
Swift.
98.3 FM. And, of course, the Civic Media app. Frank Hermes and Jim Schmidt. We'll be right back. But I keep cruising. Can't stop, won't stop
moving. It's like I got this view. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
Jane Matt Nair and Greg Bach.
Coming up next on the show, a special edition of the Recombobulation Area with Dan Schaefer. Paul Noonan talks all things sports and weather and wine with Brittany Merlot. Join us.
Matt Nair on air, weekday mornings at 10.
College may not be the right path for your kid, but that doesn't mean they can't earn a good living and have a secure future. If they like working with their hands and want to help build up surrounding communities, they should consider a career in the skilled trades through a 4-year apprenticeship as a union carpenter. To learn more, it's easy. Visit northcountrycarpenter.org and fill out the interest form to get more information. That's northcountrycarpenter.org.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay.
WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.